Last year, Iowa lawmakers set aside $15 million for flood recovery projects. A state board awarded all of that money to affected communities in eastern and western Iowa. But as IPR's Katie Pikus reports, dozens more flood recovery projects are now on the table, waiting for the state legislature to put more money in.
Back in March, Dale Ronfeldt's yard looked like a lake. But the Hornick resident was still a little cheerful. He joked with a photojournalist who asked if he had lakefront property.
You got some lakefront property now, don't you?
Yes, I do. You want to buy some?
Flooding last spring from a tributary of the Missouri River left officials in this town wondering if they could prevent this from happening again. That's where a state flood recovery fund comes in. In May, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed legislation moving $15 million from fiscal year 2019's ending balance into a fund for flood recovery and mitigation projects. Communities and counties where the federal government was helping people with recovery could get money. Iowa's Flood Mitigation Board approved six projects, a drainage replacement, a levee, buyouts for three communities, and a berm.
Building the berm will protect us from a flood like we had in March.
That's Hornick Mayor Scott Mitchell. The state board had divvied up the entire fund in September, and Hornick got just over $2 million. Mitchell was overjoyed.
And you know what? I won't have to worry about in the middle of the night when it's raining 4 inches of rain up in Remsen. I don't have to worry about what the creek's going to do. I can stay in bed and sleep.
Yet, 4 months after Hornick was awarded the money, it hasn't received it. Mitchell says that's not a problem because the town won't start its project for a couple of years. In fact, most of the $15 million fund hasn't been touched.
We've pushed about a little over $1.1 million out the door to help support those local projects.
John Benson is the chief of staff for Iowa's Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. That's the agency that makes sure that the projects that were awarded funds get their money. Benson says the Flood Recovery Fund acts as reimbursements for communities.
As they incur the expense, we want to reimburse them that expense as quickly as possible so it doesn't have an adverse impact to the city and/or the county budget.
Benson expects reimbursement requests to pick up in the spring. So far, money that's left the fund has mostly gone to Hamburg in southwest Iowa to pay for the dirt to build up a levee. Southwest Iowa communities received some money to pay for property appraisals, a step in the buyout process. Hamburg Mayor Kathy Crane says the fund has been a godsend. Flooding destroyed 73 homes in the city.
When they awarded us the money for both the levee and the buyout program, that was our first win.
But Hamburg's run into a roadblock. There's still water on both sides of the levee, so the city can't build it up yet.
You can't build a levee when your equipment's going to get stuck. And the second thing is, we have frost. You can't build a levee with dirt that is frozen.
Hamburg's on hold for now, and so are dozens of other flood mitigation projects. Iowa's Flood Mitigation Board deferred three applications in September. Since then, another 30 project proposals have come in. Altogether, they total more than $130 million. This week, Governor Reynolds said she was requesting an additional $20 million for flood relief in the current fiscal year. But that's not a sure thing.
I think we have to go back and look at the 33 projects and how much of it's an immediate need and how much of it's a longer-term need.
David Seek is a Republican state representative from Glenwood. He says last year's $15 million was a shot in the dark. But now lawmakers know there's a bigger need.
And I think that then we could decide what amount of money that we would ask. Now, whether we get it or not, that depends on where we sit budget-wise, because there's a lot of other things that need money.
Iowa Homeland Security says it's looking into federal funding to help. Meanwhile, Democratic State Senator Rob Hoge of Cedar Rapids wants state government to make flood recovery and mitigation a higher priority and help communities better prepare for future flooding.
We don't really have a choice about making these investments if we want our state to be able to recover from disasters and also safeguard our people and our property from future disasters.
And if floodwaters return to Iowa this year, Iowa's Flood Mitigation Board could have its hands full with even more requests. I'm Katie Pikus, Iowa Public Radio News.